This is Janet Spencer, Trivia Queen, with a trivia quiz for you. Can you answer today's quick and quirky question about tales from our time and how things came to be? Today's question is about an island. In 1775, a Spanish explorer discovered an island off the coast of what is now California. He named it for the Spanish word for pelican because there were so many of them roosting there. In 1848, the Mexican government wanted a lighthouse built there, and they awarded ownership of the island to the man who built it. He sold it to a military officer who bought it on behalf of the U.S. government. When California became a state in 1850, the U.S. Army turned the island into a fort to protect the entrance of San Francisco Bay. They installed more than 100 cannons and 200 soldiers. During the Civil War, Confederate sympathizers were held captive there, and after the war, the island was transformed into a detention facility for military prisoners. In 1907, it was officially declared a military prison, and construction began on a cell block. It was an ideal location for a prison because of the hazardous currents that cut it off from the mainland. In 1933, it became a federal prison and housed many notable criminals over the next 29 years. Because of budget shortfalls and high expenses, it was closed down in 1963. By then, salt water had corroded the concrete foundations, and the sewage from 250 inmates and 60 guards and their families was polluting the bay. Today, it is maintained as a historical monument and a tourist destination, visited by a million people annually. What's it called? I'll be back in a moment with the answer. The island of pelicans is called Alcatraz.